WYLL.com.
Get your entry in now at WYLL.com.
What do you suppose piddling little families with only 5 or 6 children do with themselves?
They're instant priorities. You know you have to protect them and provide for them.
You've given me a massive headache.
Children well. It doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes an army. And
know they love you. The hospital made us take it home.
We'll look back on moments like these as the happiest in our lives.
It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart is brought to you by the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa and True North Mortgage Corporation of Arlington Heights. You can meet Betsy's sponsors at betsysblog.com.
Oh, how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. My mother was great at quoting that line to me and all of her 5 kids. She loved quoting Shakespeare, and that line about thankless children from King Lear apparently had a special resonance for her. Welcome to the Mother's Day edition of It Takes a Parent. I'm Betsy Hart. I'm here with my friend and producer, Lynn Carlson. Together we have 9 kids. We drive the population control folks completely nuts, and we think that is a fine thing. Well, there's a lot going on in the world, friends, but you know what? This is a show that's different because we focus on what's going on in our homes. It's a show for folks whose ultimate goal for our kids and our families is heaven, not Harvard. And you're listening to It Takes a Parent on AM 1160 WYLL. Later in the show, we are going to be talking about how we can help to raise grateful children. I had some ungratefulness this weekend, and I had to kind of revisit my notes on that and also revisit a really, really great book, The Blessing of a Skinned Knee. This is by Wendy Mogul, best-selling book, and she was a woman I originally talked to her about this when I was writing my book, who told me that she thinks the word special and children are used in the same sentence way too often. So stay with us later in the show. We will be talking about the book and about how to raise grateful kids. And I'm also going to be giving away an amazing prize today. This is a $195 value. It is a gift certificate to the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa, one of our sponsors. And with that, you can take your child in, have him fully tested, learn about what issues are facing him in his academic career, where he could do better, what kind of help he might need, what his strengths are. You're going to want to take advantage of that. It's a huge value. I'm going to be giving that away later in the show, so be sure to listen for that. And also, get ready to call this half hour. We want to take your calls, especially we want to hear from you moms. And maybe when you call, you can tell us what you're hoping for Mother's Day. You can call us right now at 847-956-5042. That's 847-956-5042. Get ready to join in the conversation today. But friends, you can join in the conversation anytime by visiting my blog, betsysblog.com. That's betsysblog, no apostrophe, .com. You can get a podcast of the show. I would love to hear from you. So here we are on the special Mother's Day edition of the show. And Lynn, I came across this great article. It was in USA Today yesterday. Talk about moms in the news. The title of the article is Slacker Moms Urge Other Moms to Chill. Here's what Sharon Jason writes in USA Today. There's a black backlash brewing again among the other mothers. They too love their kids and want to raise them right, but unlike the much-hyped alpha moms, whose desire to be the perfect mom sometimes leads them to excess in the name of excellence, the laid-back mothers are gaining ground. Hey, Lynn, here's one for the home team. This is a different version of the Mommy War, says Sharon Hayes. The original Mommy Wars focused on the battle between stay-at-home mothers and mothers in the workforce. This newest skirmish is more about personal parenting styles. The so-called alpha mom is a marketing creation, but now the anti-alpha movement is taking hold. These moms have it together. Sometimes they may forget to send back permission slips or lose track of their turn for team snacks. And you know what? My picture should have been next to that sentence. Apparently I'm not the only one out there. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness is right. Well, I guess I don't much like the term slacker, but the way that you've described it, I guess that would be me. But you know what? I'm really very alpha about my slackerness. I really am. No, I guard the family calendar like a superhero. Nothing gets on it. No birthday parties, no none of those dreaded sleepovers, no play dates,
wait,
no
you
sports
don't like,
events.
What do you mean? You don't let kids go to birthday parties?
Not unless it fits in the calendar. I mean, for example, if the birthday party's Saturday night sleepover, that would be a no. I mean, I might pick up late at like 9:30 because Sunday morning we go to church. So okay. That wouldn't work in our family calendar. I'm really protective of our family time.
Well, I think I think what they're saying about the slacker, I think that fits right in with that, is not so much, obviously, you know, we profoundly care. I mean, you know, you and I care about building our children's characters, teaching them to respect us and to hopefully obey us or at least act like they're obeying us and all that good stuff. But we're not these helicopter moms who, like you're saying, feel like our kids have to be at every sporting event, every musical recital. We're not helicoptering over them every moment. Are you doing some sort of an educational activity this second? I mean, look, I'm a mom who actually lets more than one child at a time on my netted trampoline. And if my children are late getting home from school and it's a beautiful day, I'm guessing they're at the park, not that they have been abducted. I just don't wake up every moment in fear, although I do kind of fear sometimes some of the other alpha moms. And if my kids are riding around the block
I'm
kind of wondering if the alphas are kind of giving me a hard time.
Well, they probably are, but you know, I think we can't worry about that. I think really this overscheduling of children and micromanaging their lives, it's not doing them any favors.
And overprotecting and being terrified that if they're not into the right nursery school at age 3, well, then they're not going to get into Harvard. I mean, I really see people, and you certainly read about them, and a lot of these parenting books are written for them, about the parents who want to be the helicopters and control every moment of their child's time because they see their kids as projects, not as these wonderful little challenges that they really are.
Well, I think that's most evident in our sports right now.
Oh, yeah,
today,
yeah. Well, you're a good
culture.
One. You're
well,
a good one
listen,
on this.
In my world, we have people that are on these travel teams, soccer teams. Oh, my gosh, the hockey parents hockey families, we don't even know them because they're traveling every weekend. And when I say traveling, I mean to Canada, to Indianapolis, to New York. They're going with their fourth and third graders.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we've talked about this before. We said, look, when we were kids, you were a total jock. I was not. But when we were kids, you know, our kids are no more talented today in sports than they were then. But now they act like every child is the next Olympic athlete.
Yeah, and that the only way they're really going to be successful in sports is if they're on these travel teams. And I'm not buying it. I think these families are giving up a lot. They're giving up a lot of precious family time. They're giving up time for the husband and wife to be together and go out to dinner because they're constantly traveling. I had, as Betsy said, I've got 5 kids, and my fourth is a fairly strong athlete. And I had a coach come up to me and say, gee, we think you should consider
Dean, that, yeah.
Consider him to be in a travel soccer. And it was like, I like pulled out my Count Dracula boss from my purse.
Don't get near
and
me
he
on
said,
this.
Back away slowly. Yeah. Travel is a 4-letter word to the Carlsons. We just don't do it.
So you're not an alpha mom, but you're an alpha mom about being the slacker mom.
I am.
And not letting the world dictate to you that you have to be living this constant state of anxiety and fear and, oh my gosh, I've got to be doing everything perfectly and get them to every single possible sporting event and build their all-important self-esteem. I don't know. I just kind of have to wonder, are we raising kids who are sort of all about me, nervous Nellies? Well, we want to hear from you on this. 847-956-5042. You're listening to It Takes a Parent on AM 1160. And we have a caller on the line. Anne from Barrington wants to join the conversation about slacker moms. Anne, welcome to It Takes a Parent.
Hi, Betsy. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to let you know how much I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you.
This would be my third week listening to it, and I really started to carve out time to make sure that I'm available to hear it.
Oh, great. Well, we've always liked to hear that.
I was jumping up and down when I heard about your topic today because although I agree with your producer, I really don't like the title Slacker Mom. I think that I strive and I'm very proud of that kind of attitude with my children. I have 4 children. I have all boys.
Mm.
And one of my goals is I would like to model for them what I believe is a balanced woman. That mother really is just one of the titles that I'm going to
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And, you know, I want them to see me not too tired to be a good wife or an excellent neighbor or a good sister or daughter. I find that most of my friends are just tired.
Do you ever think that maybe you're being judged by some of the other moms because maybe you're not doing as much as they are?
Without a doubt. When my youngest is 10 now, but when I first moved here, we got here about 2 days before school started. Like an idiot, really against my own better judgment, I signed up to be, I don't know what it was, gym mom.
Oh, no.
And I don't know, and all the hoopla of moving in, I missed it. you'll laugh at this. An entire memo went out to every student in the kindergarten class telling them to mark me off, that Mrs. Morton had, let down the entire group.
No!
And you know what I did is I called the woman.
Gosh.
It was like, please take your list out, get a big black marker, cross her off. This woman's let us down. Honestly,
did you move out of the school system? Or?
Oh, no, golly, no. I called the woman directly. I said,
good for you.
I want to apologize to you right away. I'm confused that you didn't, call me to make sure I was okay before you issued this letter. But, maybe I'm judged. I like to think I'm envied because my home is peaceful. I have four boys that are living in a home where their mother's not wanting to hang herself from the tree every day. And I just wanted, I appreciate this topic. I think more women need to let go and enjoy the life that God intended for them that is multidimensional. And I always say, where's this all going? I don't want my kids to be looking for me when they're 35 to entertain them all day because I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, good for you. And if we start that early, think how much they can learn. I mean, I don't know about you, Ann, but I hear mothers of young, healthy children, and they are just exhausted and say, I can't even go to the bathroom by myself. And I'll say, why the heck not? Put the child in a playpen. Put him in a safe place. Go and have your shower. He's going to be fine. And you're doing him a favor because you're teaching him that the world does not revolve around him.
No.
He can learn to soothe himself and enjoy himself. And we just have this weird mythology when it comes to mothers today that since the beginning of time, they've been having 3 hours of floor time with little Junior. And this is just a modern creation that I think is exhausting mothers.
Agree. Right. And our mothers didn't have this. My mother didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely not. And I'm one of seven kids, and, we were really told, there's the back door. Go out it and find something to do.
Exactly. I'm one of five, and we had to come home when the street lights went on.
Well, and I look at my mother now fondly and remember her as not a stressed-out individual, not someone who was constantly walking around with this, like, oh, my gosh, I can never catch up. She was a pretty happy, and you know what? She met all the needs that needed to be met, but she also created very self-reliant children who understood that, hey, we're taking care of you for the first 18 years, and then sayonara, my friend. Let us know how it works out. It wasn't cold.
It wasn't cold.
It was about building self-reliance and also, failing sometimes. And, I see mothers going to, extreme extent, to make sure that their daughter sells the most Girl Scout cookies or their son is on the starting team.
And you know what, Ann? I not only think that parents don't give their children the freedom to fail, but we're talking about moms who, as I think you described, and I love hearing that description, make themselves these one-dimensional figures, and then they don't give themselves the freedom to fail. Thank you so much for calling. That was a great, great call. We appreciate
your
insights. I think Ann touched on something very profound, that we have recreated mothers as these one-dimensional figures. And it's so unfortunate and unnecessary. What a blessing we give to our kids. What a blessing this Mother's Day we can be to our kids when we let them see that we are multidimensional and that that's gives them a powerful and positive view, not only of motherhood, but of womanhood. As I think through these moms who are struggling with this and these young moms who really are exhausted and can't get to the bathroom by themselves, I have to say that there's just a couple ideas I have for some of these parents who really would benefit their kids by just backing off a little bit. I think moms need to remember this Mother's Day. Moms, you matter. If you so wrap up your life and your child so that both of your worlds revolve around him, you're hurting the entire family. I think, Lynn, we have to decide what is our ultimate goal for our child anyway. Is it ultimately heaven or Harvard? And if we conscientiously decide it's heaven, a lot of other things are going to fall into place. And then you know what, moms? This Mother's Day, I want to encourage you to give yourself and your kids the freedom to fail. and to just enjoy your kids.
Great advice.
The challenges they really are.
Very good advice.
Well, I want you all to come back with us in just a few minutes. We are going to be talking about developing gratefulness in children and the terrific book, The Blessing of a Skinned Knee. And when we come back, I'm going to have that great giveaway to the Huntington Learning Center. This is a terrific opportunity to bring your child in and really focus on their strengths and their weaknesses and how to help them. $195 value. So I hope you'll get ready to call for that. You are listening to Betsy Hart, AM 1160 WYLL. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
True North Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
True North Mortgage, providing direction in residential financing.
From the beginning of my application inquiry through and beyond the closing, True North Mortgage was there with me, answering all my questions and concerns.
They analyzed my particular life situation and provided me with a lending choice that made the most sense for me, giving me peace of mind well after the closing.
You don't want to regret your mortgage decision. It's a long-term commitment. True North Mortgage will give you direction and will help you save time and money by shopping for the most competitive rate for your lending needs. True North has access to 250 different national lenders. And for a limited time, True North will provide WYLL listeners with free appraisals. At closing, up to $250 credit will be given to cover appraisal fees. Call Gene or Leslie at 847-621-3800. That's 847-621-3800.
When your child says,
"Why do I need to learn this?"
The truth is,
"I don't understand it."
When your child says,
"I don't like school."
The truth is,
"Everybody reads better than I do."
When your child says,
"Who cares about college?"
The truth is,
"I have bad grades."
Recognize the signs. Call Huntington Learning Center at 1-800-CAN-LEARN to help your child do better in school. The truth is, Huntington can help. Your child can learn. Call now, 1-800-CAN-LEARN.
Huntington Learning Center is now open in Lake Villa. During the month of May, get a $200 evaluation for your child for only $75. Plus, meet firsthand the teachers and tools that Huntington Learning Center uses to help each student succeed in school. The $75 evaluation is only valid at the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa. Call 800-CAN-LEARN to make your appointment today. That's 800-CAN-LEARN. Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa on the southwest corner of Deep Lake Road and Grass Lake Road in the Tower Lakes Cross Strip Mall.
People all over Chicago are calling the Good News Line at 847-871-1526 and telling us what they like about AM 1160 WYLL.
I just really appreciate your ministry in the morning. I'll tell you, I just love, after working 12 hours, I stay up and I listen to Alistair and Greg Laurie and Swindoll, every one of them.
I listen to you guys every morning while I'm at work.
Call the Good News Line at 847-871-1526.
Friends, we are back on It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart, AM 1160. And I do want to hear from you. I want to take your phone calls at 847-956-5042. I also want to hear from you on my blog. That's betsysblog.com. Right now, though, I want to give away a great prize. We have a wonderful gift from one of our sponsors, Huntington Learning Center. It's $195 value. It's a complete of testing and evaluation for your child. They will do that free. It's a huge value. And you know what? We're going to be doing a breakfast with the Huntington Learning Center on June 9th. You can actually sign up for that on my blog at betsysblog.com, where I'll get to meet you and I'll have my books and we'll get to talk about learning and kids and all that kind of fun stuff. But right now, I want to take the first caller to 847-956-5042 and I will give you that fabulous Huntington Learning Center prize. So do take a moment and get to the phones and we'll take the first caller for that. Well, then Proverbs 31 says of the biblical mom and her children that her children shall rise up and call her blessed. I got to tell you, I was not feeling very blessed this weekend. My house has kind of fallen into a little bit of a disarray lately. I've had a crazy couple of weeks. I'm usually pretty good about the job chart, which is something I learned from you, and getting my kids to regularly do chores and all that kind of fun stuff. And this weekend didn't go so well because I haven't had them on that pattern for a few weeks. So all of a sudden I said, okay, we're getting back to the job chart. We have a lot of work to do. There's laundry, there's vacuuming, et cetera.
Let me guess. They didn't want to do it. No,
you would have thought I was putting them on the baton death march. And I mean, I was really quite taken aback. I mean, I had them saying things to me like, Saturday should be a day off for kids. Of course, my response to that is, every day's a day off for kids.
Yeah, no kidding.
I had my daughter, who was assigned to kitchen duty, pronounced with deep resentment that I've cleaned this kitchen twice and it's now been messed up three times. And I thought, join the club.
Yeah, right.
And I think, you know, I do think that helping our children to learn to do chores does help them to not take for granted what they've been given. That's sort of almost the negative side of gratefulness, if you will. It's kind of gratefulness in reverse, to not take something for granted. So I was trying to inculcate that in them, and by the end of the day, we'd sort of gotten some chores done, and they'd calmed down a little bit, and I think we're back online with the job chart and that habit. But then there's the other side of creating an attitude of gratitude. And Wendy Mogul talks about this in her fabulous book, The Blessing of a Skinned Knee. She's actually a trained psychologist. She's a very religious Jew. And she talks about what she's learned and what she wants to share based on Jewish teachings. She has a lot of interesting things to say, and I know you've read this book, too, and we've talked about it.
I love this book.
Yeah, really, it's short, it's sweet, lots of great stuff. She does talk about the value of chores and work. She also talks about children, teaching children just by literally saying no, getting in the habit that they cannot do everything, they must do some things, and then, in a sense, it will create habits of the heart. One of the things, though, she said did not go down really well with me, and it's that she really believes that when it comes to children, and if we're speaking here about this Mother's Day, helping our children to learn to rise up and call us blessed, it's about, you know, training them and developing their characters. And she says that, you know what, when it comes to their longings, there's no such thing as a wrong longing.
You know, that struck me as well. And I thought, I'm not sure. I think at some point she even said that we need to honor their longings. And when I think about that from a personal perspective, if I'm coveting something, which, you know, I've done many times, let's just say, you know, my most recent, I was coveting a Kate Spade bag. You know, why am I coveting that?
Yeah, why were you coveting that? I don't like Kate Spade bags.
Right, well, I think I was coveting it because, well, it just might make me feel a little more important. So I'm not sure that we should honor longings.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And what she's getting at is that anytime a child decides he wants anything, that we have to say, oh, well, that's a great thing that he has that desire, he has that goal. I really think that as parents, as Christian parents, our job is to help our children discern between what is a positive longing and what's not, and to help to shape that. And that's one of the ways that we can help to shape gratitude, that we can help them to learn, you know, that's a great thing to want that sailboat because you have a passion for the sea.
And you feel alive when you're out there.
Yeah,
That's a good longing. That's coming from a God-given gift.
But right, but if that same longing is there because you want to be cool in front of your friends, and that's why you want the little sailboat or the big sailboat.
Or the Michael Jordan gym shoes.
Or whatever it is, and that's not an okay longing. So I disagree with her that we should honor all longings. I think as parents, when it comes to inculcating a spirit of gratefulness, I love what she has to say about, you know what, go ahead and just say no. And remember that as parents, let's look at a short list, she writes, of things that children are fully entitled to: respectful treatment, healthful food, shelter from the weather, practical and comfortable clothing, yearly checkups with the pediatrician and dentist, and a good education. She says, you know what, everything else is a privilege.
And I control those privileges.
Yeah, you're looking at it. Right, exactly. And I love that.
It's a short list.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that. But I think where she veers off is something that we would grasp as Christians, that we already have everything because we have Christ. And that as far as this worldly longings, helping our children to discern between what's wholesome and what's not. And I don't think all feelings are okay. And I don't think all longings are okay. And by helping to talk to them about that, I think that can have an impact on gratefulness.
And, you know, and I've told my kids that they can't be any more important because they're wearing something, because something's on their on their feet, or something slung over their shoulder, because they are already an adopted child of the Most High God. They can't get any more important.
Right, 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 right. They can't have any higher status. And that's a blessing to give them. And then we teach them, in a sense, gratefulness because of who God is, not because of what they have. And if we can begin to guide them towards that, and that can be done in large ways or small. I think one of the small ways is to have them do chores so that they don't take things for granted. I think another way, we can talk about this much more in another show, is to teach them just because something good happened to somebody else. Oh, Susie got invited to that birthday party. Don't worry, you'll get invited to a birthday party soon. We need to train them to be grateful that Susie got invited, even if there isn't a birthday party coming up for them soon, to take
A great point.
To take joy in the good things that come to others. And if we speak to our children in that tone, then I think we can make some strides. But it's obviously not going to be perfect this side of heaven. Well, we have a winner. Congratulations to Pat from Elgin. She won the Huntington gift certificate. Pat, thanks for calling in. We hope you'll use it, and we know you're going to be really excited about it. And when you go in, make sure you remind them that Betsy sent you from It Takes a Parent. And I'm afraid that is all the time we have on It Takes a Parent today. Lots more to talk about. We'll have to pick it up in future weeks. We're so glad you could be here with us today. And I want to thank our wonderful sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa and True North Mortgage Corporation of Arlington Heights. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to encourage you to please visit my blog, betsysblog.com. That's betsysblog.com. You can learn more about the show. You can join the conversation on the show. And if you didn't get a chance to get your call in here, you can tell us what you think there. We'd love to have you visit and learn more about our sponsors. And do come back with us next week. Join us at 2 o'clock here on Thursdays, AM 1160, for It Takes a Parent. And in the meantime, please remember the words of Paul to the Philippians. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good repute, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Have a great week, and moms, have a great Mother's Day.
Would you like to learn your way to wealth through real estate? If so, you need to attend the Woods & Evans First Annual Real Estate Symposium, Getting the 411 on Real Estate Investing, How to Avoid a 911. On Saturday, May 12th, gain knowledge, power, and freedom when you attend.